Miss Everly Davis is here for the Peoria Riverfront Museum, although today not necessarily representing such organization. I guess partially. Arts Partners of Central Illinois is what we're talking about. Hi, Everly. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
It's always good to see you. You're always happy. You always seem up. You ever get down? You ever get mad at people or anything?
I do, but I think I just go to sleep instead.
Oh, good. So. Good move. Good move. Well, tell us about sky art. I guess I know enough to be dangerous about this. This is, I'm going to give you my take on it. Mm-hmm. When I walk around or drive around Peoria, Central Illinois, I see billboards that have art pieces on it. They're gorgeous. Mm-hmm. And they change all the time from year to year. Is that what we're talking about?
Exactly what we're talking
about.
Okay.
Well, so that's called sky art.
Yes, sky art Peoria.
All right. And it's an effort to, I guess, shine a light on people maybe you don't know.
Yeah, it's to highlight our local artists. So we see the majority of the billboards here in Peoria, but it actually covers Peoria, Tazewell, and Woodford counties.
Okay.
We have about 7 or 8 billboards, and those artists come from those 3 counties. And we're just highlighting them, giving them, it's a ton of free promotion for them, just so that we can highlight creatives in our area.
I have absolutely looked up the names before.
Same,
You see something, you go, oh, that's cool. Who is that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Or that woman? And so what are the rules? Who can apply? Do you have to be somebody that somebody already knows?
No, anyone can apply. And I think that's the really cool thing is I start looking up the names of the people on the billboards, and they're not necessarily practicing artists when they sign up, but they might become one after that once they get this notoriety.
Okay.
So anyone can enter. We have a student division, which is anyone 18 and under. They can sign apply for free.
Okay.
Anyone over 18 can submit, and it's $20 for the submission, but you get to submit up to 3 works of art.
So you got to be over 18 if you're going to the adult category. Mm-hmm. You got to live in Peoria, Tazewell, or Woodford, I assume, right? And you can't be a previous winner for the last 3 years.
Yes.
Danny, I am qualified in all 3 of those categories. I think it is time for me to unveil to Everly my stick figure art.
Oh, he's very good
I am very good at stick figure art. I think there's some comedic art to it.
Yeah.
And some talent.
And for stick figure, he shows some depth.
Yeah, I got depth. Anything's possible, though, right?
You can, absolutely.
You could do something completely outrageous. You can do something meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know all the categories of how one does art. So
yeah, you can go abstract. It doesn't have to be 2D either. It doesn't have to be like a painting. We have like Patricia Kalen Weck. Her sculptures that are actually in our sculpture garden at the Peoria Riverfront Museum is on a billboard right now. So she just photographed her sculpture and then kind of put it in like a triptych presentation. So there's 3 images of that head getting closer. We've had people that do glass art take photos of it and submit it. So it really just depends on how it translates on a 48-foot, billboard.
All right. So where does one go to get all the details? Because I did see this, and this is very important. You have to stay strict to the rules of the size.
Yes.
There's certain restrictions on this, so you can't go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So where do I find out all of that information?
All the regulations and where you can submit is on artspartners.net. Under the programs tab, SkyArt will take you right to that submission.
When is the deadline?
This Sunday, April 21st.
Okay, you got to hustle up. Quick, Dan, make some art.
Yeah.
All right, while we're at it, I got a couple minutes here. Let's just talk about Peoria Riverfront Museum real quick.
Yeah.
What's your latest? What you're working on? What can people come down to see that you've done?
So next weekend is our last weekend for Insects and Critters. It's been a super popular show. They're
really?
Both self-curated. We have over 1,000 students scheduled to come through for the last week. So
wow.
It is a crazy great reception.
And then they'll have a live display when the cicadas come out.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I am dreading that. But following that, we'll be closing that wing of the museum down for a little under a month. And then we're opening up with sharks for the summer from the American Museum of Natural History.
Yeah, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If you need more info on the museum stuff, PeoriaRiverfrontMuseum.org. Again, the Arts Partners and Sky Art place. Where we go? What is that?
Artspartners.net.
It is great to see you. Have a great rest of your day. That's Everly Davis of the Peoria Riverfront Museum and Arts Partners of Central Illinois.